Ah, yes, hay fever, one of those plays that became known as a comedy of manners. But in truth, Coward's 1925 hit really ought to be called a comedy of ill manners. It's Coward's view of a famous family being famously, uproariously, ridiculously bad-mannered, to the point of forcing the family's so-called guests to split, to sneak out of the house, to take any measures to get away from the family's self-regard, their I-really-don't-give-a-hoot-for-anything-or-anyone-but-myself attitude. Coward came up with the hay fever idea after being the upstate New York house guest of one of the great Broadway actresses of her day, Laurette Taylor, and her husband. Still in his mid-20s, Coward immediately knew that he had a comedy on his hands and amazingly completed Hay Fever in just 3 days. The result was a work looking in on one retired, but never quitting, actress he ironically named Judith Bliss. Along with her fatuously pompous husband and her nervy, more or less grown children, the Bliss-less family invited four poor souls for a long, very long weekend. They are subjected to direct assaults, indirect put-downs, and overall a kind of goofy, uncaring hospitality that makes them all ready to beg a ride back to the city. Coward himself once slyly joked that Hay Fever has no plot at all and remarkably little action. He added that any version of Hay Fever depends on the expert technique of the cast. And, unfortunately, that is just the problem with this production, directed by Second Story's artistic leader, Ed Shea. It is simply an overdone, overspeedy, and never quite witty enough work. Emphasizing its farcical moments, this hay fever is not allowed to evolve at its own pace. The result is a shouting contest, a loud and overdone circus that simply does not do for a comedy of manners. The production is forced. It depends on loudness and overweening drive. It rarely approaches the modest, quicksilver incisiveness which Coward provided. There's almost none of the cut and thrust and then smile of the original. As Judith Bliss, Joanne Faen has her moments, but is generally a caricature of a character. John Michael Richardson as her husband and Nicholas Tyoult as a suffering guest are both closer to the needed technique. Among good things are Carl Pelletier's wonderful set, plush pillows, overdone curtains, stuffed fish, etc. are a joy. And at the end, Shea has his beaten-up guests tiptoe out, carrying luggage, and with "Thank the Lord we are saved" smiles. It's a moment that truly catches what's necessary. If only there had been more of its cleverness in the rest of this hay fever.